Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, it's 249. Our friend Howard Tolman is with us. He joins us every Tuesday, general managing partner with G2T3V, and the article that he posted on Inc.com, the title says, Why College Jocks and Uber Drivers Are on the Same Team. And when I read the article, Howard, I thought, holy smokes, they really are. How are you today?
Good, good, thanks. At least I'm surviving the weather. It's supposed to be 19 tomorrow. I'm very excited about that prospect. But
I know. Who would have thought we'd get so excited about 15, 16, 17, or 18? I'm telling you what, I didn't leave the house after work on Friday until this morning, and that is so rare for me, but I just thought, no reason to go out.
You know, that's my feeling, too. I mean, of course, we have dogs, so we have to go out, but, you know, they have little booties, and we keep them in a very constrained area. And honestly, I mean, 5 or 10 minutes is actually bad enough for a dog to have serious injury. So everybody should be paying attention to that. It's a tough weather situation that we have right now.
Howard, anyway, I won the argument with my husband, who doesn't like having a pig in the house, but guess where the pig is? In the house.
For sure.
Like the little heater in her shed would not keep up. And I'm like, nope. She's not going to be out. No living being needs to be out in this kind of weather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it was scary.
It was. Make the connection between college jocks and Uber and Lyft drivers.
Well, you know, to start with, the government keeps sort of sticking their nose into business, and especially smaller businesses and gig businesses. And so, you know, the latest thing is that they have yet another set of rules about whether somebody is an independent contractor or an employee. And, you know, to a small business, that difference is 20 or 30% in terms of the cost of that person. There's all kinds of additional responsibilities and commitments and everything else. So the fact that most gig workers, you know, and this is one of the most effective things that Uber has done, and Amazon, frankly, are these ads where people say, of course I love the flexibility. I wouldn't want to have a 9-to-5 commitment. I have kids, I have this, I have that. I love the independence. I love the flexibility. I love that I can set my own hours. And the government is like, yeah, well, we'd like to do away with all of that and have you guys be, you know, 9-to-5 paid employees, you know, with all these restrictions and things. So, you know, we'll see where that turns out. And again, it came with a list of regulations and crazy definitions, and nobody's going to figure that out. But we've also, you know, been saying for the longest time that, geez, these guys who go to college, and now with the transfer portal, which is a technical thing we don't have to get into, but half of the great stars this season in college football have already said, oh, by the way, I won't be back for my senior year. I'm joining the NFL draft. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious that these are essentially professional paid players who go to college for a few years before they get into the NFL. And, you know, the question is, why shouldn't they be treated as employees and treated, you know, in a fair way, too, instead of under the table, instead of all this confusion and craziness that's going on? And the most recent one is something called NIL, which is name, you know, image and likeness, basically, or identity. And the idea is all of these athletes, because of the web, because of social media, can now monetize the value of their, you know, image and things. And, you know, they're going to turn into fairly wealthy people. If that wasn't bad enough, the NCAA has just approved yet another thing, which is called collectives. And now the IRS is trying to get themselves stuck into this. And these collectives are groups of alumni and donors who are literally just flat out, you know, saying, we're paying the players. We're going to get the best players to come to Texas or the best players to come to Alabama, and we're going to pay them a salary, literally a salary, to go to college. But really, it has nothing to do with college. It's to play football. So, you know, everybody is now in the same situation where we're like, well, why don't we just be honest about whether these people are there to learn or whether they're there to play professional sports or football. And by the way, this is 99.9% focused on football. I mean, you can forget girls, women's sports, you can forget golf, you can forget just about everything else, but it's all about football. And, you know, that's where we're sitting right now. And to me, it's going to be the absolute end of the amateur student athlete, A. And B, there's going to be 20 schools whose teams are going to be as good as any NFL professional team, because they're going to have the best of the best drawn from the whole country. And then there'll be hundreds of colleges that might as well give up playing football because they won't be competitive. And they'll lose, you know, all of sort of what are still the joys of going to your college's football game and really rooting for the home team.
Yeah, I was listening to John Williams' show a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about the name, image, likeness, and the endorsements that college athletes are getting now, which is independent from boosters, you know, basically offering them a salary under the guise of a charitable donation. But yeah. He said the average one of these athletes makes $100,000 in endorsement fees. That's the average. So,
well,
you know,
the statistic that I saw that was so interesting was the entire football team, the entire team at some of these schools is going to be paid a minimum salary of $30,000 a year. So you can imagine that if that's for every single player on the team, that the numbers for the players who are superior is just going to be off the charts.
Yeah, it seems kind of crazy. And you know what? Those gig workers, like people for Uber and Lyft, yeah, they want more protections, especially in the form of safety. But you're right. They choose that job because of the flexibility. And Ford Motor Company just did, I don't know, some kind of big research project. And they found that 52% of people in America would take a 20% pay cut for a better work-life balance. And some would take an even more significant pay cut, meaning you don't get insurance, because you want to be able to build your own schedule, and you've looked at life differently.
You know, this is the message of COVID. I mean, as horrible as COVID was, and as many things as it ruined and destroyed, the message was that everybody had the option once in their lifetime, really, to rearrange the relationship between work and life, and to put life first and then work, instead of building your whole life around your work. You know, make work a part of an important life, but so is family, and so are a lot of other things. And I think a lot of people are going to make those economic choices. A lot of people have. They're never going back. And, you know, another thing we're going to see across the board is I think we're going to have a 4-day work week, and I think we're going to see thousands and thousands of businesses just saying, you know, you can work any 4 days you want. I mean, there'll be some flexibility there. But the idea that we'll have a 3-day, you know, weekend is going to change a lot of things, too. You know, it's going to change a lot of businesses. And we, you know, we always come back to the downtown, you know, commercial areas. But if you imagine, you know, downtown in Chicago now being 3 days, where it's basically a ghost town and, you know, LaSalle Street Canyon and stuff because there's nobody there, all the little businesses that live off of those people, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, you know, you go down LaSalle Street now and you see empty stores and empty storefronts and empty office buildings and things. Very
well, it's
tough.
A new world. It's a new world, and we'll have to get ready for it. Thank you so much, Howard.
Thanks. Take care.
Check out his article on Inc.com, and you can always listen to a podcast of our conversations at WGNradio.com. He talked about how COVID changes everything.